In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, I hope you all have a happy Mormon day. But really, it's the feast of St. Charbel Mukluf, who was a Maronite priest in Lebanon and a worker of miracles. He's very, very famous. He was beatified at the closing session of the Second Vatican Council by Blessed Paul VI. And Blessed Paul VI canonized him in 1977, towards the end of his pontificate. You know, when we think about Catholics, we usually just think about Latin Rite Catholics, you know, people like us. And that's understandable because we are the vast majority of the Catholic Church, those who are in union with our Holy Father the Pope. And yet, Latin Rite Catholics are not the only Catholics. Now, I'm not talking about that weird place down the street. There are different rites in the Catholic Church. There's the Ukrainian rite, there's the Byzantine rite, there's the Coptic rite, and then there is the Maronite rite, which is the after the Ukrainians, the largest Catholic rite. It goes Latin rite, Ukrainian rite, and then Maronite rite. But the Maronites are different from all of the other non-Latin rites because they have never been out of communion with our Holy Father the Pope. And they are descendants of Middle Eastern Christians who fled to the mountains of Lebanon to avoid the Islamic invasion and to survive. And they have endured great suffering through many of the centuries for the Catholic faith at the hands of the Muslims. And you know, we have Maronites within our own parish, our friends the Simons and the Sawayas and the Josephs, you know, are all of Maronite origin. So, you know, when you think of Catholics, don't just think of Latin Rite Catholics. And in fact, if you would like, one day you can go down to Murray, to St. Jude's Maronite Catholic Church, and attend Mass there. Yes, it's a real Mass. Yes, you can go to communion, and it is very interesting to see both how different it is and how much the same it is to what we celebrate as the Mass, because it really is the same. Because in both cases, our Lord, through the instrument of the priest, changes the bread and wine into his body and blood. Now let's look at the scripture readings for a moment. You know, there's a strange phenomenon that some people, when they're released from prison, they will deliberately commit crimes again so that they can go back. They have become so used to being in prison that they can't deal with freedom. And so they'll commit a crime and go back to jail. And we see that even in some of the former communist countries. People long for the good old days of being slaves to the Communist Party. They forget, you know, being afraid of saying a word lest they be sent to prison, you know, for incorrect thought. Yes, they were promised a job, but it was a crappy job. Yes, they were promised food, if you could find any at the grocery store. And yet they were so afraid, used to being slaves, that they want to go back. Now think about the Hebrews who were released from slavery in Egypt. You know, God had struck the Egyptians with 10 plagues. And he freed them from slavery, and they were on their way. The Pharaoh recanted and said, "Hey, I want my slaves back." So he sent his army after them. But rather than trust in God, the Hebrew people said, "Oh, it was so good in Egypt. We had flesh pots, we had stuff to eat." They forgot about the slavery and the rods of the taskmaster and the fact that they cried out to God daily in prayer for deliverance. Said, "No, we like being slaves because our bellies were full." And this would repeat repeatedly as they wandered in the desert. They'd say, "Oh, it was so good back in Egypt." No, it wasn't. But they had gotten used to slavery. We have been slaves too. We've been slaves to sin. Some to various degrees in our lives. And sometimes when we're free from slavery, we look back wistfully and say, "Oh, wasn't that sin so much fun? Wasn't it so better when the devil wasn't out to get me because I had run away from him?" But it's not better. It is better to be free in Christ and even to be subject to the temptations and the enmity of the devil, rather than being slaves to sin. So don't look back at the flesh pots of Egypt. Instead, look forward to salvation and the blessedness of heaven for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.